Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 and 13. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Is your name written there? There's an old gospel song. Is your name written there? You have a title clear, written in the blood of Christ. The only way my name can be written there is through Christ, my friend. See, there are two sets of books. One set of books lists everything that I've ever done, said, thought that was sinful and against God's will. And the other one is the book of life. And when I come to Christ, Jesus takes the books and blots out everything that was there and writes my name in the Lamb's book of life. Is your name there? If not, I encourage you to bow before King Jesus, confess your sin, ask him to forgive you, and ask him to write your name in the book of life. If it's there, you will inherit eternal life. Ever and ever and ever, you'll live on with him. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.